Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday fast?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Danny Parkins.
We've got Craig Counsell joining us.
What do you think of Breakfast Ball? 8 a.m. Eastern time on Fox Sports with our boy Danny Parkins. Yeah, any review?
You know, Danny was great on the radio.
Co-host of Breakfast Ball on Fox Sports 1.
And we're talking Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA.
A couple crazy ideas. Would we ever make dunks worth 3 points?
You could laugh at that if you want.
Yeah, you know, in all seriousness, I mean, I never want to say never about anything. I don't think that makes sense to me.
Okay. Another thing that we do, I'm the math guy on the show, make threes worth 4 and make 2s worth 3. We change the math. And then all of a sudden you're shooting less 3.
Yeah, and I mean this seriously. I think for the NBA, it's not that we're necessarily stuck in tradition. You know,
I don't want to, that's what I was going to say.
I'm not against doing new things if we have a reason to believe that we're fixing, that they will fix the problem. I'm not sure those suggestions solve that, and I think they seem radical.
They
to
are.
Me, honestly.
They are.
He abandoned us.
Throwing is a very specific thing. You either learned to do it and did it a whole bunch, or you didn't, and you pitched like Danny.
Yeah. Wow, I was not expecting the sideswipe of Danny.
Just that came was... out.
Danny Parkins with Spiegel and Holmes.
That is the story of the game. So I'm with my Slim Reaper friend over here.
On 670 The Score.
I like that as a nickname for Danny Parkins. Slim Reaper.
That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, I know there have been other people who have had it too. Like Kevin Durant has had that. But he's getting ready to retire. And Danny's coming into his prime. So I think the name should probably transfer to him. He joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. This has been the Breakfast Ball, like, post-game edition here. Schlereth was on middays, and now Danny is here with us on afternoons. You guys had the commissioner of the NBA on. Things seem to be going well, sir.
Things are going well. Lawrence, Grody, good to see you. I did not know that Stink was on with with Layla and Marshall. That's awesome. I have to be totally candid with you guys. Can I be candid for a second?
Yeah, feel free.
Go ahead, Stink.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, if in that open that Tanny does, you know, one of the times that you guys had me on, we interrupted a midday bath. I woke up from my midday nap about 11 minutes ago. In the time that I was asleep, because I was off Twitter for about 90 minutes before I laid down for my nap, Aaron Rodgers became a Steeler, the White Sox got sold, and Elon and Trump had a breakup. Like, what the hell happened in the world? I feel like I went to sleep and I woke up and the whole world was different. Like, unbelievable.
It's true, so, yeah. Danny, that you miss a lot.
My God.
Every now and again, like, you take a little bit of time and then things are different. What's your... I don't know if you've read the open statement from the White Sox.
I did.
While it seems like it's cool, it also seems like Jerry's like, he's going to have control, but not for a while of this thing.
Yes. Okay. I understand the idea of like, you're going to get your new bicycle Christmas 2034. Like I understand that that is like a cruel and unusual joke to play on your kid. It'd be like if I told Owen, who graduated from pre-K today, like, we're gonna get you the Nintendo Switch with the Sonic game when you turn 9. Like it would be very cruel to do to a child. But I feel like White Sox fans, like, you can't have it both ways, because the news could have been, nah, we changed our minds and we're going to just keep the team within the family forever. Uh-huh. So like this is a light at the end of the tunnel situation. Would it be better if it was just done and, you know, by the All-Star game, the Ishbias were in complete control? Of course, like that would be better, but don't look the gift horse in the mouth. Like, you're still going to get the Sonic video game Christmas of 2034 at the latest. So is it perfect? No, but it's still pretty damn good.
It's a long time, and Owen will be driving when all yeah, this stuff exactly. goes on. It's this exactly. it's this sentence, Danny, that has got me uncomfortable. Where they're explaining the timeline, and then there is no assurance that any such future transaction will occur. And in no event will such a transaction take place before 2029.
No way, Shane.
Yeah, they're pacing themselves, Lawrence. Yeah. They're pacing themselves. You know what this is? This is in 5 years, Jay Leno's going to give the Tonight Show.
Yes. That's a great pull, Danny.
That's so good.
And don't worry, nothing's going to go wrong. What's going to happen is, like, Ishbia is going to get control of the White Sox in 2039. And then in 2031, Jerry Reinsdorf's going to be like, actually, oh, I want to run the White Sox for the first 4 innings. Is that a problem?
Oh, Lord. I got to say, like, when I heard the news breaking, I happened to hear it on the Score. I heard Layla and Marshall talking about it, and they were reading it.
Great place to hear it, yeah.
But yeah, great place to hear it. They were very serious about it. My first reaction was, yes, it's actually happening. We're getting somewhere. I know that this has been out there in the DNA. We've all talked about it. There's been stories and reports and all of that. But this is the first time where, okay, we're getting somewhere. It's in writing. So I think maybe I am one of those people who is accepting being pacified by Jerry Reinsdorf because he is showing us an end game in something where a lot of us never thought that there would be an end game. And to the point you just made, Danny, maybe there won't be an end game. Maybe something ridiculous will still occur. So I feel like there might be a lot of people who are okay with this, even though it's as convoluted and far off as it actually is.
Yeah, maybe the White Sox will end up playing all their games on TBS, like Conan. Like, who knows? Like, this is going to be a weird thing. It's not conventional. It's not easy. It's not linear. But would it be the White Sox if it was easy?
Like, correct.
Would it be the White Sox if it was just like a good, clean break and you're like, oh, and tomorrow you have your version of Steve Cohen. Congratulations. Like, no, it's not supposed to be easy. You're the White Sox. You don't want it to be good, clean, and easy. So, and here's the thing. Like, What the old Obama line, right? Like, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. This is good news. It's good news.
Yeah.
It's not perfect news. Uh-huh. You don't know that the next guy is going to be better.
Danny, I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you said that because there have been people that have been in the text line or in folks in the mob, and they're like, well, anyone but Reinsdorf. And I'm like, careful, Balky, because you would have said the same thing about Garpax, and then you ended up getting Garpax again.
Yeah.
Right. I hear you, like, right. But don't confuse what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that it's going to be worse. I just don't know that it's going to be better.
We'll see.
Right? It might not be better. It's hard to imagine it being worse. So I think that in that scenario, you're in pretty good shape. It is a day to celebrate if you're a White Sox fan, even if when you have to explain to your friends and family why you're celebrating, it's like the iTunes user agreement. Like there's like a little bit of fine print. You gotta like, it's a little complicated. You don't really know exactly what you're clicking accept on, but you know that the new iPhone is dope. Like that's really what you're doing here. Like, but don't make it. It's good news. Yeah. We just don't know when it's good news and how good news it is yet.
Not perfect. I think you put it well. It's not perfect news.
So, Danny, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler. How you feeling about that?
Yeah, Danny.
I mean, I said that literally like week 16 of last season that the Steelers were the team that makes sense. We at Breakfast Ball did like a whole mock-up of him in a Steelers jersey, and it was funny because the one that they did, they like superimposed him on Justin Fields, and so he had an arm sleeve, which I thought was hilarious. This is the thing that has made sense, because what I have had an issue with Aaron Rodgers for the last 3 years is that he has gotten so much airtime, so many takes, so many column inches without ever playing in a meaningful football game.
Right.
Right? Because he's deserving of the attention and the drama and the sideshow based on his football career. The only guy ever with more MVPs is Peyton Manning. He's one of the most talented guys in the history of the sport. He's now just an old diva conspiracy theorist who has been like red-pilled and his algorithms messed up his brain like tens and tens of millions of people. But the guy can still sling it. Like the end of his season last year with the Jets, the eye test, he passed it. He looked pretty good. So now he goes to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh can have Mitch Trubisky. They can have Duck Hodges. They can have Mason Rudolph. They can have anybody. And it's like their floor is 9 wins. So they're going to play interesting, meaningful football games. Like Aaron Rodgers is going to play Lamar Jackson. He's going to play Joe Burrow. He's going to play the Bears. He's going to play the Packers. Like that at least on shows like mine, that it almost feels like it's contractually obligated to talk about Aaron Rodgers. Well, we also talk about the Steelers because they're nationally relevant and play huge games in an interesting division and are on national TV all the time. So while I don't think he's going to win a playoff game for them or win a Super Bowl for them, I do at least think that he will now play in meaningful football games and be interesting and therefore worthy of the discussion and the sideshow that comes along with Aaron Rodgers.
You know, I was saying this to Lawrence earlier too, Danny. It just feels like it. I know it's Aaron Rodgers, and you laid out the point well that he played better, like passed the eye test at the end of last season. It just feels desperate from the standpoint of Pittsburgh. Like,
oh,
this is them conceding that they have not been able to figure out quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger, obviously.
Yeah, it is desperate. But like their options were Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and what else? Right? Like this year's quarterback class was not considered last year's quarterback class, where you had 6 quarterbacks go in the top 12.
Or right? Next like, year's quarterback class.
Right. Or next year's quarterback class. So what was their option this offseason?
What was the plausibility of like Kirk Cousins? Did that come up as a discussion?
It had been talked about over the last like 2 weeks that maybe they might trade for Kirk Cousins.
Like that would feel better for some reason. Like I could get on board with that.
Yeah, and he has, you know, familiarity in that system, you know, but more people think he would make sense for the Browns because of Stefanski, but they've decided to go with whatever the hell Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders is.
Does anybody, by the way, think it's not going to be Shedeur Sanders by the end of the year because everybody's just going to want to see what it looks like?
If it isn't, there's a problem.
Well, I mean, hold on, though. Not to talk too much Browns quarterbacking, but they drafted Dylan Gabriel 2 rounds before Shedeur Sanders.
They're gonna cut Dylan Gabriel.
It's not like this is some sort of mandate by the Cleveland Browns that they believe in Shedeur Sanders.
No, but
that fifth round pick seemed to be like, okay, fine.
Like, but everybody's gonna want Shedeur. Like I'm talking about like the public pressure in sports talk radio. Everybody's gonna just want to see, even if it sucks and it shouldn't be seen. Everybody's gonna want to see it, and that stuff gets into organizations' heads.
It certainly could. And like Kirk Cousins v. Aaron Rodgers for the Steelers, I suppose is a legitimate debate. But Aaron Rodgers just costs them money. Kirk Cousins is much more expensive You'd have to trade something for him. Like what Atlanta did last year at quarterback, we don't have a great comp for in NFL history. They gave the guy $180 million and then used the ninth overall pick on a quarterback. Like, it was crazy what the Falcons did last year. And so I don't know what Atlanta is doing, but as of now, they want to go with both Penix and Cousins. So I think for Pittsburgh, like, again, it's a deal with the devil, but it's a deal with the devil for a year, as opposed to giving up real assets to make a commitment to a mediocre quarterback for a long time.
Can I pitch a segment for tomorrow's breakfast ball?
Please.
Should Aaron Rodgers request to wear number 12?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ooh, I like it. The old Abdul Carter. Where he requests 56, and he's like, why can't I wear 56 for the Giants? What's the problem?
And I looked it up.
Uh-huh.
12 is not retired. Okay. It just hasn't been given out. It's like 54 with the Bears. Certainly. Because the Steelers have a lot of retired numbers too. And we do know that Terry Bradshaw has been taking quite a few shots at Aaron Rodgers. I just wonder if this is a way for Aaron Rodgers to go, I see your shot, and I offer you this shot. I'd like to wear number 12.
Yeah, the Steelers won't do that to Terry. And I'm glad you mentioned the history of Terry taking shots at Rodgers, because a pretty big one happened on this time slot on this radio station with Dave Wannstedt, where he called him dumber than a box of rocks.
Oh, that was here.
Chew bark.
It was incredible, because I don't know. I'm sure Tanny remembers, because he remembers everything. We gave Bradshaw like the opportunity to like circle back on it, and he's like, what did I call him? Dumber than a box of rocks? Okay, yeah, I guess I did say that. And he just doubled down. My guess is he goes with 8, right? My guess is he goes with his college number.
That would make sense. I just think that he is so petty that even if he knows that he's gonna end up with 8, that he might want to do it just for the spectacle of it.
Yeah, it's a good thought. And it would be a hilarious first moment.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to make you wait for whatever. We're June 3rd or whatever it is. So we are 5 months post Super Bowl. And then the first thing I do as a member of the Steelers is create a distraction with the best quarterback in your franchise history.
It's coming, man. It's coming.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. That would be.
Well,
would
he's
be
just dumb in a box of rocks, isn't he?
There it is.
God, that was so good. That was so enjoyable.
Nice job, baby T.
Yeah, baby T.
Baby T.
That's a good job by you getting that done.
That was hilarious. I'm taking us backstage. I'm just doing it because of baby T. Automatically, when he hears that, of course, like a good producer, he's looking all over for it. And unfortunately, Chris Tannehill had to leave, so he just like has been put right in the seat. And Lawrence is like, "Don't worry, baby T. It's okay. Don't worry, baby T. It's okay, baby T."
I didn't know. I'm sorry to call for audio.
Oh no, it's okay.
No, it was a really good test for Baby T.
He crushed it. He just crushed it. Nobody knows.
Should we listen to Cora get fired as Red Sox manager?
All right, now you're pushing it.
You can find that. I think Julio destroyed it again.
I think you're right about that. As a station, we're really excited that the Cubs for Cure Radiothon is back. July 31st, Danny Parkins will return. That email was sent out today. I don't know if you got it. I don't know if Mitch remembered to put you on the email, Danny. But the whole station group got the email today. And we're super excited that you get an opportunity to share and help other people heal and raise a lot of money for a great cause.
Yeah, thank you. And yes, Mitch is BCCing me on some of the staff emails.
I'm seeing the
misspellings. I'm seeing the typos. I'm seeing the run-on sentences.
Ah, it feels so good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I want to know what his world record is for words in a subject line of an email, because it's absolutely incredible what he's capable of. It's very exciting that the Cubs sent out the press release and announced it today. It's the true professional honor that the Score, Fox, the Cubs have allowed me to kind of still spearhead this thing for as long as the Radiothon is going to continue into the future. And some real exciting things, like, you call up Hochberg, the suite is available. You call up Russ Armstrong, the Chicago window guy, he's in for a sponsorship. Our good friends at Renali's and Benchmark, Four Corners, the tremendous hospitality group in Chicago. Benchmark actually just hosted a Brain Up Young Professionals event. Brain Up, of course, the organization that I'm on the board of directors of, that's a beneficiary of a lot of the Radiothon funding near and dear to my heart for brain cancer research in honor of my brother Brad. The Danny Parkin special, I know we sent some of those to you guys today ahead of your birthday. By the way, Lawrence, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Big milestone birthday, by the way.
Yes, it is.
39. Congrats, man.
Again, for the 11th
39
year.
39 again.
Yes.
It's very impressive. But Renali's is back on board for a $10,000 sponsorship for a full hour. Could not ask for a better partner there. And, the hour-for-hour sponsors are coming together. The patients' testimonials are coming together. The doctors' testimonials. We're going to have something really cool this year that I can't give all the details out on, but at least one, maybe two patients with glioblastoma, so with terminal brain cancer, not only will be in studio telling their stories, but they also will be sponsoring hours of the Radiothon.
Wow.
Which is going to be just a very cool, powerful thing that they're going to kind of be dedicating some of their money and funds to research in their own name while they are still, fighting the good fight. So that's never been done before, to my knowledge, in one of these things. So I'm really looking forward to that. There are going to be patients who were on last year's Radiothon that will be back. Unfortunately, a few people have passed away since last year, so we will be honoring them. It is going to be a very, very – Eddie Olchek just confirmed with me in the last 24 hours that he's in to host a full hour in studio. He's going to be in town this year, so Eddie O will be telling his story in person. So many more things to go, working on this literally every day in the lead-up to the Radiothon. And it's just, it's the honor of a lifetime to be able to do this in honor of my brother Brad and everybody facing cancer. And what I would still say, I remember the first Radiothon for Austin Harvest, my friend David Hochberg came in and he was like, what about banks? In terms of like, why aren't more banks on board? And we got a title sponsorship still available because I'm not selling it for cheap. Maybe it won't happen until next year's Radiothon, but there's got to be a company out there who wants to be philanthropic forward and put their name on this thing and write a big check that's tax deductible. Think about, Ryan Sandberg last year announcing that he was cancer free and what that moment was. There are going to be moments like that again on this Radiothon. It's an amazing cause. You get to be in partnership with the Score, with the Chicago Cubs, 100%, because another thing, and I'm rambling, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
And I'm very proud of this. There is no overhead. So all these, I'm on the board of directors at Brain Up. We have our 5K September 21st, excuse me. Last year we raised about $600,000, but there's overhead. There's permits and security and t-shirts and the financial hosting of a website. Like, there's costs associated with it. You MC a gala, you got to rent the ballroom and give people an open bar and steak, and there's costs. I can honestly say we raised $554,000 last year during the Radiothon. $554,000 went to research. 100% of money raised during the Radiothon goes to cancer research. So get at me on Instagram, email, Twitter, call the score, email me. They will put you in contact. Let's figure out a way to raise a ton of money this year for cancer research. July 31st to August 1st, the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon is back.
And you work with a guy named Stink. If that doesn't get him, then I don't know what will.
I don't know what will.
Yeah.
I don't know what will.
Oh, and on that note, putting together, don't have the details yet, so I can only give like 30%. Maybe I should have saved this. But putting together something for mob members might only be for four people, but we're going to have something at the Radiothon where we're going to organize the ability for mob members to have a trip to New York.
What?
And they can come see the show, meet Stank, meet Carton, maybe going to do it around a Cubs game, maybe do it around a Yankees game.
Okay, okay.
But like fancy New York dinner, New York baseball game, airfare. Like I don't have all of the details on it yet, but it's going to be a very exclusive thing for some of the most diehard mob members of the old Parkinson Spiegel show to come to New York, see Breakfast Ball. We're going to fly you out there, and then I'm going to treat you to, you know, 24 to 48 hours in New York. So I have, like I said, I got 30% of that done, but we're working on it every day. It's going to be an amazing event.
Will Jeff Agress be documenting the situation too? Will he be there as well?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Agress bumping me from the rankings because
I
took the TV job. It was a little upsetting.
You're out, pal. Upsetting. You're out. Maybe the Radiothon will get you back.
You know, you're out to bigger and better things, and that's a good thing that you continue to still show some of that power for a power ranking here in Chicago.
Don't they have a list there? Are you on the list in New York yet or not? What's going on?
No, that's the thing. That's the thing. I'm vain, Grody. Now I'm at the bottom. Now I'm not even on list.
You're not on a list yet. Okay.
Now all the lists have Cowherd and Nick on it and not me.
Oh, okay.
Those are your guys, though, so you got to be happy for them.
I am happy for that. Oh, and by the way, I can also say Cowherd and Nick will be involved in the Radiothon in some way, too.
Nice.
So We're calling in the big guns. Calling in the big guns this year.
I like it. Danny, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Talk to you whenever you guys want. Thank you.
Bye, Danny.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.